top of mind. The macro picture is dominated by two nearly simultaneous events. Trump cancelled strikes on Iran and signaled a peace deal could be signed within days, sending oil crashing 3% plus to $85 BBL and triggering a broad risk-on rally, S&P plus 1.8%, NASDAQ 2.5%. Simultaneously, SpaceX priced its record $75 IPO at 135 share, 1.77 valuation, and begins trading today. Shadow markets imply a 35 to 50% pop. The tension, falling oil is a pure macro tailwind for equities and input cost-sensitive sectors, airlines, industrials. But the sheer scale of SpaceX demand is sucking liquidity out of the broader market. Retail investors reduced single stock holdings for two straight days to build dry powder per Vanda. That is a real measurable positioning shift. Watch SPCX, SPY, XLE, Jets. Catalyst Radar SpaceX begins trading today. NASDAQ ticker SPCX. ProShares 2X leveraged ETF launches Monday. G7 summit begins June 15th in France. Iran deal signing possible on sidelines. Fed decision Wednesday. June 18th, first meeting under Chair Warsh. Michigan sentiment data today in the interim. Analyst opinion columns, FT Lex calls the SpaceX IPO the end of the no-brainer benchmark index trade, noting the S&P 500 committee excluded it for at least a year, creating a forced divergence between index returns. WSJ Heard on the Street argues IPOs historically pop on day one, 19% average, but then underperform the market by another 21% over 3 years. The pop is a reward for access, not a signal of long-term value. Investors who can't get allocation should not chase. Markets S&P 500 futures plus 0.6%, NASDAQ 100 plus 0.5%, pre-market as oil continues to slide on Iran deal headlines. Brent crude fell 2.6% to near 88, WTI 84 dons. The Philly Semiconductor Index surged 7.9% Thursday. Pre-market chip stocks are flat to slightly lower as the bounce loses momentum. Vanguard overtook BlackRock as the largest U.S. ETF issuer, 439T versus 436T, driven by relentless flows into VOO, 1T in assets alone. This is a structural shift toward passive, low-cost indexing that amplifies index inclusion decisions. Treasuries 10-year yield fell 8 BP to 4.463% Thursday on the de-escalation hopes. Today yields are slightly higher. The curve is steepening on lower term premium. Gold rose 3% to 4,235 on the Iran news, a safe haven bid that seems at odds with the equity rally, suggesting gold is pricing residual tail risk of deal failure. Economy, the European Central Bank hiked rates 25 BP, the first major central bank to tighten in response to Iran war energy inflation. This validates the thesis that sticky energy costs are forcing policy responses globally. World Bank cut its 2026 global growth forecast to 2.5%, warning output could fall to 1.3% if the conflict escalates. India imposed rare diesel rationing, 200 deltas day cap, and may let its fiscal deficit widen to 4.8% of GDP to cushion the oil shock. May CPI was 3.93%, below the RBI's 4% target, backing their decision to hold rates. China's May credit expansion, 2.03 trillion yuan aggregate financing, was 11% weaker IOY. Household loans contracted for a second straight month. Underlying demand is not responding to policy stimulus. US May PPI beat at 1.1%, consensus 0.7%. Weekly jobless claims rose to 229K. Inflation prints remain sticky, reinforcing market pricing of a potential Fed hike by December. Business finance SpaceX raised 75B, selling 5555.6 Meta's shares at 135. BlackRock ordered at least 5Bs. The fixed price approach eliminated price discovery, making today's open a binary event. Morningstar assigned $63 fair value. The gap between intrinsic value and market price is extreme. Oracle fell 8.5% post-earnings. Strong revenue but ballooning capex and debt levels spooked investors. The market is punishing AI capex stories that don't show a clear payoff path. Adobe fell 6% pre-market after CFO Dan Dern announced departure, leaving a leadership vacuum after the CEO also stepped aside. NextEra Energy shares have dipped 9% since announcing its Dominion acquisition. WSJ Heard argues the dip is a buying opportunity, given the combined entity's exposure to Virginia data center demand growth. Eaton is spinning off a leaner AI data center-focused company, a thematic play gaining traction. Citigroup launched a blockchain-based venture for tokenized depository receipts of private companies, initially for foreign investors. This could broaden access to pre-IPO names and compete with SPVs. World geopolitics. The draft US-Iran deal, 14 points per mere news, would reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 30 days in exchange for lifting oil sanctions and a 300B reconstruction commitment. Israel is not a party, but Trump said Netanyahu is on board with nuclear restrictions in the final phase. Iran's oil flows to China collapsed to 160K BPD in May from 1.8 MM BPD in February. The naval blockade is working. Tehran is losing its primary economic lifeline and its leverage over the strait. Governments globally are in bunker mode on oil stockpiles. Pakistan, Philippines, India, Japan all building strategic reserves. Even if Hormuz reopens, the IEA says it will take until Q4 2026 just to refill inventories, keeping oil prices structurally higher. Beijing ordered Meta to unwind its 2B Manus acquisition, an unprecedented forced divestment under China's new outbound investment security rules. This introduces reversibility risk into any cross-border AI deal involving Chinese origin technology. The DOJ under Jeanine Pirro subpoenaed JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo for debanking evidence, political risk for the banks, but also a potential catalyst for them to retreat further from certain industries. Technology AI OpenAI hit 1 billion monthly ChatGPT mobile app users, fastest ever to the milestone, 3.5 years versus 5 years for Google Maps. But rival models, Claude Suckey's 640%, WoWy, Meta AI, plus 973%, YoY, are catching up faster. OpenAI acquired Ona, a cloud environment startup, to supercharge its Codex coding assistant. The acquisition arms race is accelerating as OpenAI, Anthropic, and SpaceX all prepare for their public listings. Coinbase launched Coinbase for Agents, allowing AI agents like ChatGPT to execute crypto trades and make autonomous payments via its X402 protocol. This is the first major bridge between agentic AI and financial rails. Meta is testing a $7.99 AI chatbot subscription and charging 4 months for Instagram Facebook premium features. WSJ argues these revenue streams are tiny relative to Meta's 5B non-ad revenue base and won't meaningfully offset AI capex. Honeywell CEO says AI will redefine automation as labor shortages worsen. The spin-off of its aerospace business on June 29th will leave a pure-play automation company. Standouts Warren Letter questions whether index providers changed rules to fast-track SpaceX. She also asked the SEC to delay the IPO. Regulatory noise, but not a blocking event. Vanguard's rise to number one ETF issuer is a structural flow story. Low-cost, sticky passive inflows are the dominant marginal buyer in US equities. India's diesel rationing is a rare intervention that signals acute stress in the world's third largest oil importer. Watch for spillover to EM currencies and sovereign risk. Citigroup's tokenized private shares could create a new secondary market for pre-IPO names, potentially competing with SPVs and reducing the IPO pop as a pricing signal. ENN Natural Gas abandoned a 12B buyout of ENN Energy due to regulatory uncertainty in China, adds to the narrative that Chinese dealmaking is gridlocked.